And now it's time to hop stateside to find out what Bob and Chelsea are up to in this week's Science Update.
Well, we know that the topic on Naked Scientist this week is natural disasters, but we haven't reported on any interesting natural disaster science for a couple of weeks. So now for something completely different, two stories on health. I'll talk about the depression-busting action of yoga, but first, Chelsea's here to answer that age-old philosophical question, what's the sound of one bicep flexing?
Doctors listen to your heart and lungs. Someday they could also listen to your muscles. Yes, your muscles make noise as they contract, and if you listen carefully right now, you can barely hear the sound of a bicep, sped up so it's audible. It was recorded by acoustician Kareem Sabra of the Scripps Institution of Oceanography, who placed sensors along the bicep. His team has shown it's possible to use this noise to detect a muscle's stiffness.
And the main idea is that if the muscle is stiff, wave propagates fast into it. If the muscle is soft, wave propagates slower.
The technique needs more work, but it could prove useful for monitoring neuromuscular diseases or even diagnosing pulled tendons. And it could also cut down on the need for x-rays and MRIs.
Thanks, Chelsea. In other health and fitness news, scientists have found that yoga may boost brain chemicals that stave off anxiety and depression. This according to a study led by Chris Streeter, a psychiatrist and neurologist at the Boston University School of Medicine. The study focused on a chemical called GABA, which is known to be low in people with depression and anxiety. Streeter's team measured GABA levels in the brains of experienced yoga practitioners before and after an hour of yoga postures and breathing exercises. A control group simply read for an hour.
And the yoga people showed a 27% increase in GABA levels as a group, and the controls had really no change.
While this study can't prove that yoga alone would have this effect, some other studies also suggest that yoga may combat mood disorders, especially in combination with traditional psychiatric treatments.
Thanks, Bob. Next time we'll really tell you what happens when you mix a baby with a trumpet, because we didn't get to it this week. Until then, I'm Chelsea Wald.
And I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society. Back to you, Naked Scientists.
Thanks, guys. And you can find out more from the Science Update team on their website, which is scienceupdate.com.